That's the vineyards again, isn't it?
Yep.
So.
Okay, I'm assuming that this went out as a 100% commercial, so I understand why that would go up, but I'm not sure about the valuation question.
So I wonder if they just purchased, because they've got their purchase price on here.
They think their property's gone down in value, but the assessed value on here is 131. Or the appraised value is $131,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. Okay, let me just go ahead and call them. See if they're available. Damn, that all circuits are busy. Okay, is this another one that we might have to be looking at to table for purposes of?
I think so.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay. On the classification, we could probably go ahead and rule, but on the valuation issue, we need to look at it.
Well, actually, if you look at those on Beacon, those are all pretty consistent. All those buildings are all around
109.2. Okay, so the amount that he's talking about that it would go up, was probably from a commercial classification. Is that correct? I don't know how it would triple, though.
It would have been the commercial because, again, we straightened out the problem with the 30%, which is going to combine with the other. But if you look at him on the Beacon with the price per square foot, you'll see everybody there is 109, except for one guy who's 101. And I have to find out why that is. But everybody else, yeah.
We have 115 right next to him.
All right, well, let me try to call him again. I don't know if I can get a hold of him.
I'm going to say his value is correct.
Hold on.
Okay, so we're looking at 2961 Vineyards Parkway, correct?
It is a nightly rental, but I think he's also appealing valuation, correct? He's got other bases for appeal, and there's a letter in the file that talks about, said,
am I in the wrong file? Hold on, I think.
Do you have Dr. Beacon? Did you bring up him on the picture of the map?
Hold on, I think I'm in the
their
wrong
recent
file.
Postcard increased their taxes more than 300%, it said.
No.
It tripled.
Well, hold on, I was looking. So we're on Dry Creek property.
What's
I
the percentage
think I clicked
say on
the
that?
One before it. Okay.
205%.
How much?
205.47%.
Okay, and we did the downward adjustment, and so it's lower on the stuff now, but.
It's only 131 on our sheet.
Can't see it up there.
So let me just tell you what the percentage is in the actual program right now. It is.
Well, it
looks like 184.93, which won't make them happier. And then, like I said, if you look up his condo and do that price per square foot on the map, you can look at everybody around him. Can you see it on yours?
Yeah, we can see it up there.
Can you see him? He's at 109.20. They're all 109.20. It's this guy. These are all 109.20,
going
all the way
down. So could he have gotten a letter that's inconsistent, and they then would have sent him another one?
They're telling me nothing happened in my
system
on that.
So it shouldn't be, we should, for one, we're going to give him his classification back, but as to whether...
I think his value is correct, though, because he's in with everybody. I mean, look at everybody in that room, it's the same. There's a few that shouldn't be, like there's across the street that should not be, so we'll find out from Kyle what's going on.
So we're still going to vote for the tabling of the appraisal issue?
I wouldn't vote on this one for value, because like I said, all of those, if you look on that, all of them are 109.
You try again.
All circuits are busy now.
Do you have that up on your computer, too? Can you see it, David?
Okay, well, let's go on to BOE 26, I guess.
Maybe I can go in the office and call them. I don't know if we can table it.
The 26 is a month.
Well, we probably go ahead and make his change in the... I mean, okay. While we're here, we could probably go ahead and make his change. But, I mean, yeah, we could table the whole thing, I suppose. But let me try to go on to 26. I'll just try to come back to him.
Okay.
Is it all right with everybody that we kind of work into the lunch hour here? Can you take a lunch later, or you guys? I just want to make sure they're not going to penalize you on your lunch. Can you go take it later? Okay.
I will not penalize
you doing it. All right. I just want to make sure. Okay. BOE 26
is
that?
It's a motel.
It's a motel.
Mm-hmm.
What's the appeal basis?
It's value.
Probably value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, valuation.
Page 465, sales value is 200.
You've got it valued at below purchase price, but their opinion of market value is less than half of that.
Right.
Just the same type of guy we talked to earlier, not the one. No, I didn't.
And there's
nothing
in the file.
And is your evaluation something from a prior income approach, or is it a cost, strictly a cost?
Kenny did it in 2022. We have not gone back out. It's the same, and he did go up because the index for commercial is at 2.40 now, so he's up only 1.87%, I believe.
Type of sale.
Yeah, 1.37%. That's all he went up.
We don't have any data in this at all.
Nothing.
I mean, that's a pretty significant decrease. All right. Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know you're scheduled for this afternoon, but is there any way you might be able to take it up now?
Yes, sir, whenever you need to.
Okay. We've got your appeal here, and you indicate that we've got an appraised value of $444,610, which is below the purchase price, but you have an opinion, you indicate a market value that's less than half of that, and I guess we don't have anything in the file as to the basis of that opinion.
Well, the place is very old, only 28 units. The one next door sold, I don't know, last year or the year before, 70 something units, sold for $235,000. The same size lot, same everything, almost. Whatever, more than double, almost three times, no? How many rooms? Look around. Nobody's knocking the doors down to buying hotels. All the values is down, down, and down. No business. and yet we want to go up for the taxes. It makes no balance, makes no sense. How can go up? You guys say the value go up. Where's the sales to going up? Who is sold? You told me which hotel is sold for more money this year than the last year. It's not possible. The house, the tower, Grand Plaza, like 10 stories, they can't give it away. Like, I don't know, 6 or 7 million, it's up to 5 million. Just take it. They just want rich. You understand? Where all the hotels is in the same, all motels, hotels, all the same problem in Bronson. Because nobody's there.
Understand.
So I don't know how they can, looking to the value, and say, oh, it's more. Show me where. I don't know where. Or prove. So they prove it. First go up to that. Who is playing that one? Because maybe I'm not a smart guy. But I don't know if one place on the strip or anywhere around is go up in value.
Okay. I'm going to let the assessor indicate, tell you what happened and why it increased in value. I don't know.
Okay, so you're actually only up 1.37%. You might have gotten a card in the mail that said you're up more, but you're. I did a downward adjustment on people, and so your index changed, and so you're up only 1.37%. You were last assessed in 2022. We just go on what the components say and the depreciation in the system.
Listen, I'm not trying to be mad for somebody. I understand that the computer probably told you need to go up or whatever. I understand this, and I have to think, if we on some vacation somewhere, Florida beach or something, and business is good and the value is going up. I'm not complaining, I understand. Even they send it to me, want to go up, I have another condominium in Hollister. I understand those prices went up from the COVID stuff, so I'm not complaining, nothing for that. I understand that the value was go up, nothing to talk about. But I don't care if 1% or whatever, I understand you guys are business, you guys have jobs and whatever. But what is right is right. What is not. They should be to reduce that, not to going up.
Let me just say, we're a citizen board. The assessor's in here. We make decisions on appeals. And one of the things that we really need in front of us when we have these valuation cases is something to base that decision on. If you've got comparables, such as the place you said next door that has sold and stuff like that, and that's certainly something we can consider, but we
so
need.
Can,
but
I
we
think so.
Just a second.
How to get? They have the. They can look it up real fast. The sale price, the one next door, they already know. I'm sure they have the paper there.
We're going to let the assessor wants to say something.
I'm probably sticking my foot in it. We've gotten a couple of appraisals in. From recent ones, and
I can't really hear you too well.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, better.
Okay, so we got a couple of paid appraisals in on motels, and they went down 8%. And I would recommend to the judges that might be a good amount to bring it down, because motels are struggling right now due to the proliferation of the nightly rental units.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, we hear from early 90s, and my family was coming and buy this first, and I buy from them, my father got sick, whatnot. But we've been in struggle for 30 years with this motel, and I'll be 100% honest with you, I want to sold it, and I want to get out of here, because I can't survive. I cannot survive. We're doing weekly rental, we're doing nightly, we try to do anything we can do to put some kind of business in there, but this year, even worse. I don't know what's happened with the business or tourism economy. I don't know what is happening, but it's very slow. Like I said, I understand everybody has jobs to do, and the computer generates and stuff, but the real is the real. That's That's the real you.